All right, we are back, and we have got a great show. We got a great second half of the show. We've got Rebecca Carlson's joined us. Saul is stuck with us. Olivia's there. Andreas is there. And we're going to have a terrific show. We're going to talk about bringing positive energy to the forefront, what I tell people I see, how to keep them upbeat and positive. And we're going to start with Rebecca. Rebecca, welcome back to the show. Thanks for hanging out.
Thank you so much for having me. It's great to be back, Jim. And this is one of my favorite topics to discuss. And I'm excited to be here because we're switching it around a little bit, right? I get to interview you.
Oh, we're going to have a great time. We're going to have a great time. Yes, talk to me.
Well, okay. So we've been talking about technology that keeps people connected over the past couple of weeks. We've been talking about utilizing platforms and Zoom and video calls and voice calls to make sure that we're all staying connected. But this week we actually get to go a little bit deeper, which excites me because there is a lot of uncertainty. You know, what areas are you seeing uncertainty out there when you're having conversations with people? Where are you seeing their pain points?
Okay, I'm calling all the thought leaders I know to gather information. I talk to many of them. I talk to Casey Conway repeatedly, some of the big lawyers, some of the big investors, and it's changed. It went from we'll get over this to real deep, significant concern to, oh, we're going to get out of this fast to, oh boy, this may be pretty deep. And so that's what happens every single time. I'm sure Saul can agree with me. So what I tell people is I tell them right now, you're not alone. Everybody feels that. And I'm talking about the biggest developers that are cutting people's salaries, 20% and laying some of their staff off, to the guy that runs the restaurant who's filing his SBA recovery thing. And what I've started to do is I've started to work on my own SBA recovery. And I'm going to analyze that after the show. I'm going to talk to my accountant. I'm going to find out what's better for me. And then I'm going to go after it. Number one thing is don't wait. Saul's nodding, so I think I'm going in the right direction here.
Sure.
Shifting gears. You've got to shift gears. You really don't know what's going on, but you can't be staying in the same place. A great example is working with your team, Rebecca, and we work every weekend. We come up with what's our theme for the week going to be. This week, we were going to mail out an email, and we were going to say something about during these dire times, and I asked you to take that off. People are fed up with dire times. They know what it is. They don't want to hear about it. They want to hear that there's people that are there that are going to move forward with them. And I'll tell you another thing. I spoke to a young man today. He's a young man, 38 years old, not young when I was in college, but he's a young man today. And he is a banker. And he got involved with a bank in Washington, D.C. during the last recession. It was his first year in banking. He said he didn't feel a thing because he was in Washington. He doesn't know what's coming. Now it's 10 years later. They've told him to stop working on deals, close the one deal you're working on. And this guy is a family and he's terrified about what's going to happen next. I told him, don't worry. There's going to be a crush of these save your butt private loan, SBA loans. And I said, and I'm going to go find out how to originate them. And then I'm going to bring them to you. So what I did was I not only turned it around to help him feel good, but I helped him understand what the future was going to be. And then I told him I'm in there with him. And by the way, I just demonstrated why you got to stay 6 feet away from somebody, because you get all excited and boom, it all came out.
Well, Jim, how did you...
Kind of good advice? Saul, can Saul hear me?
Oh, yeah, I can hear you. No, I think you're absolutely right on. Like, this is a major world event. And in every event, there are tragedies, but there are also opportunities. People are going to need to start looking for the opportunities that are there. And I mentioned that for me, when I walk outside, I think of things I haven't thought of before, but that's okay. Was it when William Shakespeare had to sequester himself with when there was the plague, he wrote... two major plagues, right? When Isaac Newton was sequestered for the bubonic plague in 1640, I read this the other day, he discovered gravity in calculus. And so there's dark times, but at the same time, we're human beings and we're going to progress and we're going to figure this out. And we all have more. And this, we've had bad times before, but
love you.
Those people that find the opportunity, and you're right on it. The people should be going out looking at these programs. A lot of money's going to be wasted and a lot of money's going to be put to good use. Find it, put it to good use, and it'll help your people, help your employees.
There you go. There you go. And what he's talking about is the first thing that comes through is you got to maintain your poise, especially if you're a leader. You got to maintain your poise. And yes, we're all terrified. Yes, we're all scared. Yes, nobody knows what's going to happen. And that's why we have to come together, find people that believe in us, surround ourselves with those people, and move forward. If you want an example, just take a look at this Zoom conference. I'm surrounded by people I believe in. They believe in me. Saul, I'm getting to know you, but I think you got it there. And I think we're going to all move together. Then Saul had another great thing. And I know that Olivia has been practicing this in her business as well. You got to be flexible and nimble. Olivia, what did you guys do to provide flexibility and nimble access to your product in today's interesting and changing times? Hey, open her up there. Reagan, open her up.
I got it. My bad. I'm on. Okay. We did two major things. One was open the platform to the public so that anyone can analyze real estate with our platform. There's parcel level data in over 1,000 cities in the US, in Toronto, and in Panama City, Panama. And in 31 markets, we have all the zoning major items so that you can really see what's going on and what can be built. So that platform is now open to the public so they can really get a feel for what they could do with the blocks. And the second thing is offering free one-on-one up to 5 hours of coaching, of commercial real estate analysis coaching, for anyone that has a one-year subscription. And we want the one-year subscribers because we know that they're going to continue to elevate their skills by using the platform, take those 5 hours and really run with it. So both education and free tools are something that were triggered by the situation.
What you really did was you reached out to the community and you said, we're here to help. Come work with us. We believe in you. We have something that'll be good for you and you need to look. If you're flexible and you're willing to adapt, then come work with us. And that's what people need to be. They need to be flexible. They need to adapt. They need to understand that we are surrounded by chaos, more chaos than ever before. And in that chaos, there will be patterns that you can organize around. But the most important thing while the chaos is going on is to remain organized yourself. Stay clear. What did I do? I got rid of all the piles in my office. See, that's the first thing you got to do. All the piles, that's just clutter and stuff you're never going to get to. Throw it out, put it in a container, get it out of your face. Don't let all the aggravating things compete. What else did I do? I brought the gym into my house. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I brought the gym into my house. So you've got to do that as well. You've got to remain open-minded. You got to do what Olivia did. You've got to be caring. You've got to make sure that you schedule yourself. All this BS about, well, I'm saving an hour because I'm not driving. You're given an hour because you're not driving. Use it. Use it. Keep your head up. Don't worry about what everybody else is doing. You're only going to read about two kinds of people, the people that are exceptional on both ends of the scale. Don't worry about them. You're not going to be the person necessarily that's going to kill it, and you're not going to necessarily be the one that's going to be demolished. You're going to be okay because you're going to get together with your friends on Deep Blocks, on Creco AI, on the Freedom Business podcast, on Saul's blogs and papers, and we're going to come together. And something else I found that's really important is you have to have one really easy task you can certainly complete that day, because Lord knows you probably won't complete anything else. So have one thing that you know you can do that gets done. For me, yesterday was cleaning up those piles. I'm not kidding. Today it's filing all of Vivian's medical bills. Been on the floor for a year and a half. The heck with them. I got a payment plan. I don't need to look at those every single day. What other good stuff do I have? The most important thing is that it's our turn to lead. Okay? It's time to be a leader. And as far as that goes, we're going to talk take a break, and then we're going to come back, and I'm going to talk some tips about the SBA that I've learned. Everybody can stick with us. Reagan, sell some cars.
Hey, everybody, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Up in Gainesville, they've got Audi. Down in the Keys, they've got them all. What do they have in common? Well, they're all exceptional cars, and they all come with a Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary service loaner, dynamic wheel protection, key replacement, guaranteed purchase offer, best value guarantee, and, of course, 72-hour exchange. You can take a full 3 days to be certain. Love your Warren Henry vehicle. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. Always the best price. Always the best service. Always Warren Henry. Get your motor running.
Head out on the high. Ugly.
Stupid.
Dweeb.
Useless. Weird.
Slow.
Things that should never be said.
Shut it down.
We are all beautiful.
We are strong.
We are powerful.
Be loud.
Be proud.
We have the power to put an end to bullying.
So go ahead. Be you. Be bold.
Be different.
Be brave.
Choose to stand up against bullies.
Choose kindness.
Choose kindness.
Choose kindness.
Hi, this is Jim Fried. I'm the founder of Sandstone Realty Advisors. If you need financing, give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why would you do that? Well, I help families all across South Florida execute their real estate plans. I recently helped one family in downtown Miami sell their land to one of the big national developers. I helped another client up in Fort Lauderdale. He needed to liquefy his portfolio. We did that for him in less than a month. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you. If I leave here tomorrow.
Welcome back to Fried on Business. Connect with us on Facebook and Twitter at Jim Fried or at Fried on Business, and on Instagram at Jim Fried One. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right. In the last segment, I gave my pep talk that I give to a lot of people that call in. Want to just make sure everybody continues to look forward, not backward. If you look backwards, you may not feel good. If you look forward, you'll see a challenge, but at least you'll also see the opportunities. Now, Becca, before the call, before the show, we were talking a little bit about the SBA and what's been going on. I know you've been looking into it a little bit. I've been looking into it, and what I'm going to start doing is helping my friends execute in the SBA space the way I've been helping them in the private lending space. What have you been finding?
So I was going to actually ask you the same question.
Okay.
To make sure that we're finding the same thing. I've done research over the past couple of weeks and talked to some of my good friends who are SBA lenders and specialize in that space, especially here in commercial real estate. There's some cool niche lending programs that exist, especially for owner occupied space. So they initially, there was the economic injury SBA loan that has been somewhat in the forefront over the past couple of weeks as before the CARES Act passed. So that has various parameters around it. And it's actually, there's the documentation is available on the SBA site, which is helpful. So you can download the forms and see if there's something that you can fill out easily or you need help with. And that, my understanding is administered through the SBA. Whereas the Paycheck Protection Plan and other elements of the CARES Act, my understanding is that those are administered through banks. So there are options kind of all over the place where what I am seeing.
Correct. That's correct. And
okay.
People still aren't really sure what to do. Okay.
Yeah.
So I've already got friends that have been on the SBA site. It's actually up on my computer right now. I'm filling it out. I'm going to talk to my accountant about what to do on that site. And then as far as the bank side goes, I've already been involved in that as well, talking to one of my banks. Banks are gearing up. The banks aren't sure. You know, they've done like $9 billion worth of this last year. Now they want to do $350 billion worth of it again. Oh, that's another reason I got to wear a mask when I go out. Sorry. Another $350 billion worth of that again. And it's going to be hard for them to get all this done. And like Saul was talking about, there's really going to be a lot of fraud and waste. Don't let that be you, because they'll find you and catch you, and you won't want to be that person. Go Gators. So go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, so from what you're researching, where are they at with the CARES Act? Are they still writing all of the content for how those loans get administered?
Sure. I'm really not sure. I'm working on finding out more. I believe that what's going to happen is the payroll protection stuff. There's thousands and thousands of people already in the queues at all those places. And with the SBA filing, I believe that there's a certain line, I haven't gotten to it yet, that you can check it and you get a check for $10,000 like within 3 weeks. Olivia's nodding. You know about that, Olivia? Let her on. Go ahead.
We were on a call yesterday with our local SBA office. They're doing, that's something that, you know, it's available every day. They're doing office hours. So you can call and ask specific questions about your company and see if things apply to you. And right now, most of the information is around the disaster loans or the emergency loans, I think you call them. Mm-hmm. And if you apply for those, it takes 10 minutes on the application. You could do it right on the SBA site. It's sba.gov/disaster. And they can advance you $10,000. If you later on get a loan, whether from the PPP, the Paycheck Protection Program, or the disaster loan, then that $10,000 gets deducted from that loan. The PPP is, they take your 12 months of your last taxes, your expenses from your last taxes, they multiply it by 2.5, and then they give you 8 weeks worth of that money for your next 2 months of paychecks. And those, I believe, are 100%, if you use them for paychecks and you prove that, they're 100% forgivable.
That is correct. That's what I found out. So, you know, you can go to these sites. They can tell you what your collateral is, which is nothing, that there are no personal guarantees. They'll tell you about paying it back. They'll talk to you about the documentation checklist. There's all kinds of different things that you can do. And there's two different ways to go. Everybody's first learning about this right now. So one of the things that we'll be doing here is we'll be helping people process those loans, especially the more difficult ones. Okay. It's not going to be that easy to get all the documentation and follow up on it. And that's for the secondary loans for the SBA. So it's going to be all kinds of different opportunities. And they'll be different. You always think that this is going to roll out the same way as it did the last time, and it never really does. It never does. So, Becca, what else are you seeing here in the new wave here?
So, well, I'm seeing that businesses of all sizes and shapes are just massively affected. And my first concern was restaurants, because that was kind of the first wave of where being closed for 2 weeks here in Illinois was damaging to them, and they needed immediate funds. And actually, I don't think we've talked about this, Jim, but we've been compiling information from restaurants all over the country for an aggregated restaurant site that includes GoFundMe pages. So I have literally been pouring over hundreds of GoFundMe pages for restaurants for the past 2 weeks, which is like emotionally taxing, because it's so many individuals and servers and staff members and learning about their restaurant story. But now I'm seeing that same concern is transitioning to retail in general, because even if a larger retail chain, for instance, could have been closed for 2 weeks, well, here in the state of Illinois, they just extended that another month. So that's 6 weeks.
It'll be extended a lot. Down here in Florida, one of our major grocers, Publix, they own a lot of shopping centers. They're giving rent abatement to their tenants. I was on with one of their consultants that advised them to do that. The reality is, in every one of these shopping centers, there'll be winners, losers, and maybes.
Yeah.
And I believe that what will end up happening is that the eventual plea for relief and forbearance, we're now a forbearance economy. The forbearance request will eventually percolate up to the lenders. The lenders will have to give them forbearance, and then they will turn around after that forbearance is quantified and try to either sell it or get it insured or repatriated to them somehow by the federal government. So there's another bank bailout coming.
Yeah.
That's on the way. What it'll look like, I don't know. What the real estate will look like, I don't know. But I do know that in the 20 years ago when there was the RTC, there was welfare for real estate was the RTC. Then was really for people. People could really make money. The second time around, it was big institutions. And the last one, it wasn't as easy for a real estate professional to make money. There really wasn't contracts that were being let, all kinds of things to be the workout infrastructure. They just blew it all out. This time, who knows what it's going to look like? There's going to be broken businesses, broken real estate deals, broken people. And I'm not really sure what's going to happen yet. There's food rotting in the fields right now. What are we going to do about that? That was supposed to be eaten by somebody. They're going to go hungry. What's going to happen with that? I don't want to do those dot, dot, dot. I just want to stay here and be positive.
Of course. Well, and I think that actually pulls it full circle, right? Because all of those things can make us feel powerless, but there are things that we can do and should be doing. Like you talked about having your routine and being organized, blocking off your time and being intentional about it. I was reading the CDC guidelines for handling crisis, and one of their first elements they talked about for how to help was to set a course of action that relates to your situation. So you can't just pick something to do it. You know, I can't just make an awesome loaf of bread for dinner and feel like I'm accomplishing something. Rather, I need to pick something that's actually focused in my situation. And that's one of the reasons I enjoy doing marketing, quite frankly, is because I can create a course, set a course, and execute a course in a day that makes me feel like I'm doing something for business. And I think that's something that we see a lot with what you do, Jim, too. And that's one of the reasons you have the show, is because we are setting courses for business that are actionable every single episode.
Yes, we truly are. Last week, we had Alan Garfinkel on. We talked about the construction defect business. We talked about the business interruption litigation. We'll have Alan Garfinkel on probably in the next couple of weeks to talk about disease remediation. And we're going to have the guys on with the hazmat suits. It'll be really
cool.
Oh, yeah. They're not going to really walk around on Zoom in the hazmat suits, but there'll be a picture of a guy with a hazmat suit on it. And literally, we'll talk about how you can decontaminate your office building as we move towards the next phase, which is pursuit of normalcy. Ooh, I like that. But remember, let's kind of go over the tips again. Everybody's kind of going to feel alone. You're going to have to really shift gears. It's not going to be comfortable. Change isn't comfortable. So you have to maintain your poise, okay? You have to stay sharp and fit. You need to be flexible. You need to be adaptive. You have to realize that you're going to be surrounded by chaos. So you need to be organized. We just talked about that. Have a simple thing that you can do, that you can take pride in, that you accomplished it, because Lord knows you won't accomplish much. And just schedule and provide real time for yourself to unwind. Don't let the fear become your energy. Keep an open mind. Look towards the future, not so much in the past. And rely on your friends, because they're in the same boat and they want to pull with you. And that's when I point to everybody on the Zoomcast again. Regan, Saul, Andreas. Saul's my new friend. Andreas introduced him. Becca, Andreas introduced us too, I think.
Yeah.
Olivia, I introduced Olivia to everybody. But one thing we all have in common is we're looking to the future. We're looking to solve problems for everybody as we pull forward together. I want to thank everybody for being on today's show. Saul, thank you so much for bringing your perspective. We really do appreciate that very much. Andre, thanks for bringing Saul. I can't thank you enough for that, actually. Olivia, I need my drink thing back. We can't get in your office, can we? Left one of my good bottles at her office. And Becca, thanks as always. I really do appreciate this, and I'll end up with Regan. Regan, thank you so much. We'll get the clips to everybody. You'll be able to put them on your website. You'll be able to put them out to everybody. Let's all stay social. Let's all get together. When you post it, tag me at Jim Fried, and I'll retag you, and we'll go around, and we'll create some buzz. I want to thank everybody are listening today, you know, oops, I have a thing I like to read. I haven't done it in a while. I'm going to read it today. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way. That's all of us. The others find an excuse. Hopefully that's not any of us. Now go out there and make it happen. This is Jim Fried. I want to thank our first responders, our first line of defense, all the people in the grocery stores, everybody that's helping the United States come together. I want to say God bless America. Thank you, Nikki Fried, my niece, the Commissioner of Agriculture, for keeping the food flowing in Florida, all the kids. Remember, this is Jim Fried. We'll be on next week at 12 noon on Wednesday. This is available all across the Blogiverse. I don't even know if that's a word, but I like it. Thanks to Rebecca Carlson and her marketing team. We'll be back on next Wednesday. Saul, high five to you. Olivia, I want my drink thing back. In the meantime, I'll take free access. And Andreas, talk to you tomorrow to keep on getting me social. Peace out, everybody. Reagan, it's yours.